Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, Greg, you do have good timing. I saw you air drumming a little while ago, so maybe it's your musical inclinations that give you the good timing.
You know that Greg played Carnegie Hall in his single digits as far as age goes?
Like, what did you play?
The piano.
Really? I had no idea that you were acting like I was. I saw you doing the air drum, and I just assumed you were musically inclined.
I'm a musician. Yeah, I was a kid. I was one of these piano prodigy kids until I discovered computers, and I switched keyboards to that. But I still play. I play for my friends and for fun.
It's fun. So, and welcome back, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We have
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
I want to mention something about music now that you've just brought it up, and we'll get to our callers in just a second. When I'm trying to explain cryptocurrency to somebody who isn't, well, even as tech savvy as I am, and I'm probably, I don't know, for my age, I'm above average, but I, you know, kids today, I don't know. But I explain it like this. You understand music, right? And generally people go, yeah, I listen to stuff. I played a little, oboe in high school or whatever, right? And I go, you understand that music is a language of expression of emotion, right? And they're like, yeah, absolutely it is. Oh, I get so worked up when my favorite song is this or my favorite artist is that. And it just makes me feel so good.
The closest thing to magic that we have.
Right. And so I say, well, all cryptocurrency is a language, much like music, but instead of expressing emotion, you're expressing value.
Sure.
All it is. And that's it. And like people are like, but isn't it, yeah, it is several technologies wrapped together. It's an advancement in keeping of records, basically, right? Like in a layman's term, right? They've just added one third, a third pillar to it.
That's one application of it. So digital ledger technology. They use the word ledger because that's what it started with, Bitcoin and money transactions.
Right.
Ledger still implies a linear ledger, like a blockchain or whatever. Normally, what's going to happen, in my opinion, and like other people's opinion, is that it's going to happen all at once. Like, websites are being served concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
One website here, one website there. Same with telephone conversations and emails, right? So if crypto was that, then the big two things about crypto that are really cool is you have your own private keys, and there's a program called a wallet, but it could be anything, and it could sign transactions as you. So you store your private keys. Notice you don't need a blockchain or any third-party ledger or anything for that. You just simply sign transactions, and that's signatures, right?
Right.
We can talk about signatures and encryption and that stuff. So signatures are cool in that you control the keys to your identity, and you can sign as you, and you can store your keys any way you want.
Mm.
You don't have a third party like Facebook doing sign-in with Facebook. The other thing that crypto is cool with, and this may be the new thing, right, the cool thing, is smart contracts.
Mm.
For the first time in human history, you can trust the program's going to do what it says it's going to do.
And when.
And when, yeah. Everything. So the world computer is like first generation technology, I call it, right? Bitcoin, Ethereum, first generation.
Yep.
But the application of it, think about what that means. It means normally I run a computer program. I trust Facebook's servers to do what they say. These are my privacy settings. I hope they enforce them properly, right? Oh, there's a bug. Oh, there's this.
Right.
But the bugs are going to be everywhere, right? We're going to root them out with time. But the idea is that the code is run by 10,000 computers. It could be 50. I don't need 10,000. There's diminishing returns. But it's run by so many computers that no one entity can go in. Because what I can do right now is I wrote that website. Theoretically, I could go into the database, Mark, and I can see.
This is the FTL.fm.
FTL.fm. Mm-hmm. I could change someone's name in there. I'm an admin, right, or whatever. But the person with access to the database can go and change the balance of someone's credits or something like this.
Sure.
Once we mint those credits to the blockchain, right, and I use blockchain because that's what everybody talks about.
Yep.
Those credits, I can't go in there and change those anymore, right, because there's 10,000 computers. I would have to hack into them all at once And, you know, maybe I can do that by putting a virus in the Ethereum, you know, Go client or whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, realistically, that program is the most trustworthy thing. It's more trustworthy than your bank. And so when you have that, why would you only use that for moving a little bit of value around? You have elections where you collectively make a big, valuable decision. You have contests. You have so many, you know, I call it the smart economy.
Yeah.
You know, smart cities, smart economies. That's what it's going to be. And it's going to replace a lot of functions that are currently done by governments and trusted corporations.
And that's the part I look forward to. There used to be something that would happen in communities prior to states ruling over everybody. And these would be spontaneous things. A community needs a bridge built. A community would get together amongst everybody and go, hey, we want to build a bridge. And so, they, you know, if you couldn't afford to chip in, you didn't. But if you could, you did, and you thought it was a good idea. And everybody sort of voluntarily gave, you know, the appropriate amount and pitched in that, you know, if you couldn't give money, you'd pitch in time or whatever it is. And the bridge got built sort of spontaneously, if you will, if that's, I mean, it took time, obviously, to do it, but the community would get together, yeah, and they would build this bridge, and then when they were done building the bridge, they would go back to whatever it is they did before this bridge needed to be built. And I see what you're talking, I see this sort of returning, the ability for communities to decide to do a thing, get it done voluntarily within the community without needing to go through 13 levels of bureaucracy and lobby the right guy and vote in this guy and vote out that guy and all that kind of thing, where they can just get together, everybody voluntarily does it, you get permission from everybody where you're going to do it, and boom, it's done.
That's the beauty with crypto, is that in the future with smart contracts, you could self-organize in so many different ways. You could build that bridge, and then you can allocate to each person depending on their contribution. You can do it capitalism way. You can just like raise money ahead of time, and people take the risk and then the reward. But all of that could be done in a digital way where the rules are set in, you know, in the system,
yeah,
and everyone has their private keys. So the only way you lose is if you lose your private keys, and there should be a way to recover from that too.
I want to talk more about that, but first let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah? Sarah going once. Hello, Sarah. All right, I'm going to put her back on hold. She's holding for quite a bit, so we'll come back to her.
Got us off.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't hear any snoring, though, so maybe she's not a snorer. So I like the idea of... I'm trying to remember the name of the company I used to follow. They went under, and they never developed into anything, but they had the idea of replacing government via the blockchain. And that is to say that entities that are currently known as governments could be as decentralized as one person. So, for example, I like a set of rules from Zimbabwe for this particular subject. I like a set of rules from Mexico to complement that, and I want it to be arbitrated by the Irish, for example, Ireland. Since there isn't already a nation that exists that puts all those together the way that I like it for me to do business, I will just go ahead and form my own virtual nation on the blockchain. And I will say, okay, these are the rules that I want. I like these. I'm going to assemble it because it doesn't exist. And then, oh, other people like what I did. They can now join this virtual nation that I put together. And so what it does is it lifts nations, so to speak, and I'm not talking about status nations, but it's
a free market of nations.
Yes, it frees the idea of belonging to a nation from geography.
I think,
it also makes the nations voluntary. That is to say that, oh, if I don't like the rules of this, I want to join this other one over here because I like that better, and it's better for me. The incentives are right for me. Or one doesn't exist where all the incentives are right for me, so I'm going to take a little bit from this one, a little bit from that one. I'm going to put it in a big pot, stir it up, and call it the kick-ass nation. Right? And now, if you like that, great, you can join my nation as well. Or nobody likes it except me. I'm a nation of one, and I really love that idea.
That is an amazing idea. Mark knows Free Talk Live has helped shape what I do. Right? With Intercoin, that's exactly what we've done. I could talk about that in the next segment, but that's basically the idea of where we should be going as libertarians.
603-283-6160. Would you like all nations to be voluntary? I know I would. Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
The telephone number you need if you want to participate is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. I want to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're huge fans of that here on Free Talk Live.
We have to be at this point.
Indeed. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. That's a video sharing website in direct competition with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be literally completely taken down at any moment. I'm surprised it still exists, but it's still there. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. We've got more to talk about, but first, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. And first of all, happy Father's Day to you.
I've renamed it. It's Father's Dave.
Father's Dave. Happy yeah. Father's Dave to you. I haven't even mentioned it tonight that today happens to be Father's Day and Juneteenth simultaneously. So.
Father's Dave. It's been renamed. And on this Father's Dave, first of all, I'd like to once again intentionally violate a court order and say hello to my son, David Olson. At least that's what his name was. I think they probably tried to change it to David Elich, E-L-I-C-H. Elich, oh, and Judge Angela Jewell. What are the other names? Captain, help me. Judge Angela Jewell.
Oh, John J. Romero.
Junior.
Junior M. Monica Zamora.
That's the one. And then we have my lawyer that's now a judge sitting on the bench at the Court of Appeals with Monica Zamora. Ironically, my lawyer that defeated Monica Zamora, where they now work together on cases. Her name is, do you know that judge's name?
I don't remember.
Captain?
I don't remember.
It's Jane Yohalam, and coincidentally, she's actually from right by where you guys are. That's where she grew up, is right in that area of the country.
New England states?
Yes, I want Jane to listen up, too, because my Father's Day present to Angela Jewels, Monica Zamora, John J. Romero Jr., and Jane Yohalam is to share this information with them that the great work that they did on the case with my children, where they kept their biological father out of their lives, but allowed in, and this is, I'm reading this from the court record, the judges can look it up on NM case lookup. The last name, Elich, E-L-I-C-H, first name, Kurt, the stepfather that was charged and pled guilty to attempting to rape my son David Olson, his mother, and also then beating her and assaulting her. And then my son apparently noticed something was going on in the house, like an attempted rape and beating and assault of his mother. And then he got battered by Kurt Elich. You can read about it in the court records.
It sounds like alcohol might have been involved.
Yes, he came home drunk at 4 in the morning. You know what? Coincidentally, the very first time that I laid eyes on him, I was in the presence of my ex, and he came to visit while I was there. And when he left, I said to my ex, the first thing I said was, he's an alcoholic. And guess what happened 10 years later? So in the infinite wisdom of those judges, hey, judges, now not only do those children in their early teens, mid-teens, late teens not have a biological father in their life, they don't have a stepfather in their life either, judges, in your infinite wisdom.
Wait. So you literally won the case, and then the verdict, whatever it is, the thing that like would give you your children back was never enforced. And so the children never got to have any time really with their biological father. In addition, the state's actions also caused them to not have a stepfather. Is that correct?
Well, only because he attacked them and tried to rape their mother and beat their mother and assaulted their mother and then did the same thing to my son.
Sounds like a real winner.
Kurt Elitch, yeah, he's a winner. He is a winner, yes.
But this was the horse that the state of New Mexico decided to bet on. I mean, you know, this is what shows what happens when you have no responsibility for your actions.
Well, they have infinite wisdom, though, Mark.
Well, they don't, though. I mean, obviously. Wisdom comes from experience. Experience comes from bad decisions, right? Like, you have to be responsible for your actions in order to have wisdom. Like, that's part of the definition of what wisdom is. So there's no way that the judicial system can actually be wise. I mean, I suppose they could do it by sheer luck. But you have to be responsible. There has to be responsibility. And when was the last time a judge or a prosecutor or an attorney, for that matter, took responsibility for anything?
Isn't there immunity for pretty much everyone involved at the state level,
yeah,
including the police, right?
I said it last night, and there's a meme going around on the Internet that says the same thing. With great power comes no responsibility when it comes to the state. Final thoughts, David?
Happy Father's Day, Dave.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Dave is a, we call them chronic callers. He has a particular situation, if you're not familiar with it.
Sounds pretty sad.
Just listen.
It's horrific, man. You know, he's a colorful character, of course, but the situation that he has been put in, particularly with his kids, and family court, is just heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, when you start looking into what has happened and how it transpired and how he actually won. He actually won, but nobody enforced the order.
How does that work exactly? If he won...
Well, it doesn't, apparently.
What order is he violating by saying all this?
So he had an order saying that it was a no-contact order against his children. And
so he won the case, and no one enforced his order.
Correct.
But right. Then they made an order for him not to contact his
which
children.
Actually was made before he won. So, like, there was a no-contact order.
So they should
order,
vacate the other order.
And a lot of things should have happened here that did not happen. And then David felt his only recourse was to call a bunch of talk radio programs, including several of them in New Mexico, who then turned around and filed a lawsuit against him because he called so frequently to talk about this same subject, as he does here. He calls to talk
sure.
about the same subject.
His heart grieves, as you can tell.
Yeah. But he felt like the only thing, he felt so powerless. Imagine that. Imagine feeling so powerless on planet Earth that your only recourse is to call talk radio
three
programs.
Three agents like us.
Yeah, and tell your tale repeatedly.
It's so like horrific. One of those terrible situations.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Air travelers this holiday weekend are facing more problems. FlightAware showing another 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide Sunday, on top of the nearly 15,000 reported since Friday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the most popular air travel day of 2022 and that TSA officers screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. They say U.S. airports haven't been that crowded since Thanksgiving. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says a recession is likely.
We haven't had a situation like the present with inflation above 4 and unemployment below 4 without a recession.
Summers adding on NBC's Meet the Press at nothing is certain. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the nation continues to grieve following a string of mass shootings, including at a Texas elementary school, a group of senators have announced a bipartisan framework agreement for gun safety. The proposal is slated to emphasize enhanced mental health services, along with expanding background checks for those under the age of 21. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says despite efforts by the lead GOP negotiator involved in the talks, he has yet to see the text on the proposal.
Senator Cornyn and others have been sincere in reaching out to us and having conversations, but I still have yet to see bill text. I still have yet to have any of my questions dealing with the details of what the provision would do answered.
A new report says Texas police who responded to the Robb Elementary School shooting waited 77 minutes before even attempting to open two classroom doors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the program. Let's get back to the show on the radio. It is Free Talk Live. If you've missed any part of tonight's program or any of our other programs, you can find them all at freetalklive.com. There's an archive section there that goes back since
decades.
The dawn of man. maybe it's probably less than that, but it goes back pretty far.
It goes back. I mean, Free Talk Live's been on the air just about 20 years at this point. And I believe you can get the very first episode from sometime in 2002.
I did hear, when I went back to the archives for the first time before I was even a New Hampshire person, when I lived elsewhere, I went back because I wanted to hear, like, just get a sample of a show from way back when. And I heard some guy named Manwich.
That's right. I was my old name was Manwich.
Anyway, in the studio with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's a me, Gregorio.
And Mark. Now, Mark, once Manwich.
You only need the edge.
The reason we got rid of the Manwich name was because when we got nationally syndicated, the president of...
I was going to say, you get sued for copyright or something.
Right. Yeah. Was concerned that ConAgra Foods would have a problem with it, so we had to give us something else.
If only they sponsored you.
Right. Why not? Well,
we could have Manwich cooking Manwiches. That'd be great.
Yeah, I am bold and spicy.
Speaking of cooking, we've got something cooking at ForkFest 2022. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the very beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. Forkfest, however, takes place the week after Porkfest. So Forkfest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room at Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better way to celebrate Independence Day than being around other freedom-loving people in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest Forum. Again, links to those, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Visit forkfest.party. All right, we've got calls to get to. Let's start with Eric in Florida. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how the heck are ya?
All's well.
What's on your mind, Eric?
Well, listen, you know, it must be my night because, like you guys said with the last guy, it's like it's a shame that somebody has to call a radio station. This is my second call to you guys. Last time I called, Mark said I was crazy because I was the book author that was calling in and I was talking about book royalties. And it's interesting that the guy that you had at the top of the hour talked about...
When did I say you're crazy? I don't know that I've ever spoken about the book royalty things. I've heard all about it, but I did hear...
Yes. And actually, you called in to the station after I had spoken to Aria and said, yeah, you know, I changed my email, and that's just another crazy author, so you got me to thank for it. Recall? However, do you know Valerie Silver? She launched you guys 20 years ago. She did my first on
she didn't launch us.
Well,
she's
did
a nice
my
lady.
First on it. Well, she claims you got your start at her station.
Okay.
Okay, over 20 years ago. And she did the actual first on-air interview with me. And she actually held in her hand one copy of my book that was printed and sold from Barnes & Noble that showed that they actually purchased in one order 1,250 copies.
All right. So can you sum up what happened with the book for our listeners who are, you know, unfamiliar?
Sure, sure.
And quickly, if you can.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a friend who actually did invent the GPS, point-to-point navigation system. The reason I'm trying to get to the book royalties is because the amount of books that have been sold, which is more than a million copies, will generate the funding to finally, after 30 years, be able to have the money to take gentlemen such as of the name of Bill Gates to court. You need a lot of money to fight with these guys. So what they've done is they have conspired to shut down my book royalties. So I have not received a dime. The book has been in print for 51 months. It's being sold all over the world. It's being taught in colleges and universities all over the world. And they are
actually... Do you have any evidence of that? Because, I mean...
1,000%. Okay. 1,000%. Yeah.
10 times the evidence.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And just for schematics, the book weighs 2.5 pounds. It's a 400-page book. We just held in our hands one printing job that they did for 1,250 of them that were purchased through Barnes & Noble to retail, okay? And that weighs in at 3,125 pounds, so they're selling them by the ton and a half,
okay?
Yeah. But according to you guys, I haven't sold any because the book retails for $70. Actually, it retails for $88.54 in paperback, $44.95 in Kindle, and $205.43 in hardcover published by Barnes & Noble Press. You can go online and you can look it up.
Well, Eric, you do understand we have to be skeptical, right? I mean, like, it's our job to be.
Of course.
We sit out here on the radio 7 nights a week, and any kook that talk about anything can call in and claim, frankly, anything. And if they've, you know, if they've got smooth enough tones and they've got a good enough delivery, they're going to be believed
hey man,
by some people.
Google me. Google Herbert Eric Stevens. You can pull down over 5 interviews. I've been interviewed by the Gritty Hour out of upstate New York, where they actually show physical documents out of the book that actually prove and validate that I am, in fact, the man who invented the GPS that's in your car, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, and any other mode of transportation.
How can people... Can I?
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
I'm curious about the invention itself. Like, what was the... Because when I think of GPS, right, I think of the satellites that the government launched into space and then they let the private industry use it. What did you invent? Like, which part of it or all of it or... Talk about that.
I'm the guy that tied it all together in 1989.
How? What is it that ties it all together?
The one that's in your car, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, any mode of transportation.
Right, that one.
You either read the book or pull down one of the interviews and listen. If you listen to any of the interviews or podcasts, I explain everything from the original concept all the way through to where it got ripped off by Senator Jay Rockefeller at his office and forwarded to Bill Gates, where he hired 10 engineers, put them in a warehouse in Kansas, and they manufactured it and changed the name of it from Global World Connect to Garmin. It's all in the book. I'm the first guy to apply for original patent. The patent application is in the book. I'm the first guy to apply for copyright. The copyright's in the book. I shopped it with the Japanese NEC patent division. The letters are in the book on their letterhead.
What is the patent about?
What is the patent about?
Like, what is the subject matter?
Read the book, man. It's too long to get involved in.
So,
but if in,
what
but
is the average listener, just out of curiosity here, Eric, what's the average listener to do about something like this? I mean, you know,
just
so
Google me and seek out the information. All you got to do is just listen to.
Well, what if I Google you and I believe everything you say?
Then what?
Then what do I do?
Read the book.
But you don't get paid for it.
But you don't get paid for the book because they're shipping them out by the ton and a half, and you don't get anything for it.
Thank you. You just brought it around to exactly how I came in.
So how can somebody help you?
Hang on. The gentleman you had up front speaking was saying that you can't tell the truth.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Eric. 603-283-6160. He just cut himself off. You can't tell the truth.
Perhaps yeah, the music scares some people, I guess. I don't know.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Greg from New York,
and Mark.
I have to say thank you to Alex. Alex is a gold level amplifier, and that means he gives $10 a month.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Over at amps.freetalklive.com, A-M-P-S, amps.freetalklive.com. What does that $10 go to? Well, Free Talk Live is currently on, I think, just shy of 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations. We could be on more. It takes money to make that thing happen. It takes advertising, marketing, and promoting. So Alex has found value in this program and decided it's worth $10 a month to him to help us get onto more radio stations. So if you enjoy this program, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the guests that we have, you value the ideas of freedom, liberty, prosperity, please consider becoming an amplifier and help us spread the message of freedom to more people. Thank you again, Alex. We appreciate you. Amps.freetalklive.com.
And not just radio stations, by the way, but if we're building this platform, we're helping the movement around the country.
Indeed, and I think in addition to being on radio stations, we're on a couple of satellite stations, and plus we're always streaming at freetalklive.com, soon to be ftl.fm. Thank you again
we're
for
we're streaming there
for
already.
We are streaming,
yeah, we are.
That's true.
If you go to ftl.fm, you can see it right there. Yeah.
So the other thing that I want to say is
show prep. I mean,
yeah, I titled today's show Another Food Processing Plant Fire. And if you've listened to this program for any period of time, you'll know that seems to be an unusually large quantity of food plants having fires. Now, when I first started hearing about this, I did some internet research myself, and I said, well, how common are, you know, fires at food processing plants? Turns out they're relatively common. However, the overwhelming cause of fires at food processing plants, arson.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
Arson. So this from Zero Hedge. Another U.S. food processing plant erupts in flames. Another food processing plant, according to local news Stevens Point Journal, a fire ripped through a pizza manufacturing plant in Wisconsin on Monday. More than 70 firefighters from multiple fire departments battled massive fire at Festive Foods in eastern Portage County that began around 0900 local time. The American Red Cross arrived on the scene shortly after to provide food and water to firefighters. They snapped two pictures of the blaze, etc., and so on. So this article continues to give you the details about the actual event itself and where and when, and you can go to ZeroHedge.com and read it all for yourself. They do provide a list, because Mark and I had talked about how many have there been now? How many of these freight processing plants or, you know, poultry processing?
That's to catch our attention.
Yeah. And so they have a list of 97 different fires that have occurred since January of 2021. However, only 10 of them occurred in 2021. So the other 87 of them have all occurred in 2022.
Wow.
And it's not even July 4th yet.
So is it upset employees who are like, I don't want to come to work anymore, I'm setting this place on fire?
It's the Joker.
I haven't. I don't know that any of these... Maybe. I don't know that any of these have declared their investigations.
Why so hungry?
Concluded and have decided that, oh, it was because of this. But again, prior to these happening, and I think I just stumbled upon it a couple of months ago when I was like, oh, another one. Oh, wow, another one. Oh, and look, another one. When they started happening, I think March or something is when I started looking into it. The number one cause for fires at these food processing plants is arson. So maybe it's an insurance scam. Maybe like, you know.
Could be that.
Could be that.
But I don't know.
Something related to that is worldwide right now that people are saying there could be famine. Because of all the conflicts that are going on and disrupting supply chains. And other supply chains have been disrupted prior to for example, the recent war with Russia and Ukraine. And before that, we've also had the chip shortage right out of Taiwan, and we had the logistics. So everything's going up in price, and the fuel's going up in price.
Yep.
So if fuel's going up, and that's for transportation, the food's going up, the governments, the central banks look at that and say, oh, that fits the definition of inflation, right? Yep. Rising consumer prices. And, of course, the trillions of dollars that you printed.
Yeah, never mind the trillions of dollars that not only the U.S. government, but other governments who have central banks under their control.
But they have a solution, those central banks. They will raise the interest rates, which will tank all the markets. So, basically, they have created the some of the inflation that they are now tanking the markets for as well.
Now, all of that sounds horrible for humanity, and it is. It is horrible. The gridlock of distribution, the rising fuel costs, the potential famines, the fires of food processing plants. This all sounds very biblically, you know, apocalyptic. In addition to all of that, in the western United States, a major water shortage is looming as the Colorado River nears a moment of reckoning, per the Los Angeles Times. As the West endures another year of unrelenting drought worsened by climate change, the Colorado River's reservoirs have declined so low that major water cuts will be necessary next year to reduce risks of supplies reaching perilously low levels, a top federal water official said Tuesday.
You know, I on one hand, I understand how this has got to be scary for people, but the West, specifically from the Continental Divide westward, is an arid climate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I learned when I was in school. Not a surprise. Now, arid is the next step up from, say it with me, Captain.
Desert.
A desert.
Desert, yeah.
Right. Now, there's parts of it, like, for instance, Washington State, Oregon State, Eastern, you know, these places get pretty wet. But Los Angeles, San Francisco, pretty much the whole occupied section of California, the coastal section of California down there, Las Vegas, these kind of places, they don't really get a lot of water. And that water is getting pumped out there to all those people. There's, 25 miles of saltwater intrusion into the water table from the coast of California. That, in some places, that is, that's a death knell for an area.
The Colorado River supplies water to nearly 40 million people in cities from Denver to Los Angeles.
Yep.
And farmlands from the Rocky Mountains to the U.S.-Mexico border.
And these farmlands, in many cases, are ridiculous. The idea that you're going to a desert to grow mangoes and, you know, something water intensive, and they do it all over the place.
Well, that's what you do. It's weird. Humanity goes to these arid places, and they have these aquifers that they try to drain to get some of the water, and they're nearing day zero in, like, all these cities now. Day zero is when it just gets closer and closer.
And then they give discounts for people who use large quantities of water.
Yeah, oh, they've been doing that. It says here that not only does it supply water to all of those people and farms, the river has long been over-allocated, and its reservoirs have declined dramatically since 2000 during a severe drought that research shows is being intensified. They're going to blame global warming here. And that some scientists describe as the long-term artification of the Southwest. Here's a quote. What has been a slow-motion train wreck for the last 20 years is accelerating, and the moment of reckoning is near, said John Ensminger, the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, which supplies the Las Vegas area. We are 150 feet from 25 million Americans losing access to the Colorado River, and the rate of decline is accelerating, is what this guy told senators. So, on top of all these other things going on.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean.
And the insects also are declining.
Like, human beings can go without food for a period of time. They cannot, however, go without water for more than 3 days, I believe, is the official number.
Well, you can get enough water to drink. The problem is that all these farms are going to go under.
Yeah. Further exacerbating the food problem.
Yeah,
the food problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we already can't transport the food that we have.
So our government, instead of solving those problems, is going to raise the interest rates and tank more markets. How about helping with the logistics of these situations?
Oh, we don't want them to help. If they try to help, then we'll all starve immediately.
Yeah, some of the worst words you can ever hear. We're from the government, and we're here to help. I apologize to the callers who are on hold. Please call again tomorrow or any other day. We're on the air 7 nights a week here at Free Talk Live.
And you can listen at FTL.FM.
I want to thank Greg for joining us in the studio tonight. It was a pleasure having you.
Likewise.
Thanks for making the site.
If you missed any part of the program, visit freetalklive.com to see the archives. Thanks and peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.